up, y'all? What it do? Come on in, come on through. It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. Okay, and I'm back. Of course. So, listen, y'all. I was listening to a message, and it just put so much into perspective for me. And I just wanted to come share some things with y'all. This isn't even a part of, you know, what I plan to record today. So I'm probably actually just going to go ahead and drop this one today. Because I feel like it's probably needed. So if you have a purpose, if you have a vision, if you have goals and dreams and aspirations, a lifestyle that is unlike the lifestyle that you're used to seeing in your everyday life, in your family, your bloodline, you know, if you have been given a vision that kind of makes you actually feel uncomfortable to even talk about with people, trust me, I know and understand. I feel like the goals and the dreams and the visions that I have personally, I don't really just talk to a lot of people about them because, for one, I don't trust everybody with my visions and goals, for one, because, you know, people are willing to prey on your downfall. But, you know, of course, we do know that anything that God speaks, it will come to fruition. Like, that's how it is. But at the same time, there are people that practice weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? Weird. And it can cause a little bit of hassle and havoc on you. So I don't just tell everybody, you know, not even all family. Use a lot of things that you have to keep to yourself. And if you're the type of person that you just love to tell your family, your friends, everything, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. If you have, you know, family that you really, really trust, that you really can confide in and things like that, or friends, but just make sure that you're using your discernment and you know for sure. If this is somebody, you know, if you tell your mom every goal that you have and she always neglects it or makes you feel crazy or whatever the case might be, whatever extent, I would not tell, you know, just keep things to yourself sometimes, you know? But that being said, when you're moving in your purpose and you're moving with God, you must be able to hear. When you're moving in your purpose, you have something that sparks a fire in you. You know, you have something that you know is meant to be done in the world. You have something that you know is meant to take place in the world. You know that you're meant for something big. Even if it's not something that's average in your neighborhood where you grew up or, you know, with your friends and things like that, I want you to know that once you see it in the spiritual, it's already done in the physical. You just have to go get it and attract it. You just have to follow and listen. You must be able to hear in order to move on purpose with the Holy Spirit. And real quick, if you're new here, I want to let y'all know that this is not a religious channel. This is a spiritual channel. We're connected with ourselves, our higher selves, and the Most High. You know, whoever you pray to, that's who you pray to. I don't judge anybody, you know, anything like that. So I want you guys to know that certain information and certain strategies you can only receive from Spirit. Yes, we do need to do our research. Yes, we do need to apply knowledge. Yes, we do need to practice certain things. Yes, we do need to do, you know, background checks on certain things that we want to do or that pop up into our mind, get fully acquainted with it, you know? But no, certain information will only be able to come from God. If you're into the Bible, if you're into Bible stories, I want you guys to remember that Joseph didn't know that they wanted him dead at first in Egypt. But because he built that connection with the Holy Spirit, he was able to hear when he was able to hear the guidance. He was able to receive and know that, all right, you know, this is my home, this is where I'm from, but I got to get out of here. You must be able to tune in without excuses for your purpose. If you're not praying every day or meditating every day, going into a state of where you're able to receive and hear, and I want you to know that sometimes it'll feel like it's not doing anything, start 5 minutes a day meditation, or just start by telling God, like, I want to get close to you, you know, or write God a letter, you know, just ask to be guided and provided with the answers to everything that you need. But you must tune in without any excuses. Oh man, I forgot to meditate. Oh man, yeah. You know how many people tell me, oh, Mama K, I'm about to start meditating. Oh, Mama K, you was meditating? I'm about to start too. I'd be so tired of hearing it because I know when people are cat. But I'm not about to, you know, force anybody to have stillness in their mind, body, and spirit. You know? So, take the time, 5 to 10 minutes a day, and then start building up and get tuned in, get tapped in, fall in love with the Spirit, allow Spirit to connect with you, allow Spirit to talk to you, allow Spirit to drop downloads into your mind about your plan, about your vision. Some things are literally only for you. Everything cannot be received by man or books. I mean, from man or books. Some of y'all have left, you know, certain parties at just the right time. Didn't know it was going to get shot up, but, you know, you received a, all right, I'm ready to go. Some of y'all have been being divinely guided every single day of your life and don't even realize it. Some of y'all left a certain relationship, connection, business partnership, friendship at just the right time before that they could snake you. Or, you know, whatever it might be, because, you know, everybody ain't out to hurt us. But, you know, some of y'all are being called to your purpose, you know, and it might not look exactly like what you want it to be. It might not look exactly like where you want it to be at or who you wanted it to be with. You know, it might look a lot different or than you're used to, and that's okay. Just understand that you are protected and that the fear and the uncertainty is just the enemy attempting to keep you stagnant. So if you want to start that new business, start your new business. If you want to move to a new city, move to a new city. If you want to move to a new state, move to a new state. If you're constantly getting confirmations and things like that about going to visit somewhere, go visit. Sometimes we don't have all of the answers. Sometimes we don't have the full plot. Sometimes we don't have the full step-by-step vision. But if you've listened to previous podcasts, you know, like, all right, write the vision and make it plain. We've done this together already before. Once you write that vision and make it plain, you're allowing yourself to submit and release the things that are on your mind, the visions that are in your head, and you're allowing the universe to attract these connections, attract these opportunities into your life that are going to build you up or put you in a place to meet certain people or make you better at certain tasks, heal you in certain areas and aspects, or even, you know, be loved in ways that you haven't been loved before. For my people that are, you know, in that season of meeting your divine counterpart, sometimes you're going to be put in different positions that make you feel uncomfortable, that make you feel scared or alone. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, it gets lonely in the wilderness. It gets lonely on this spiritual journey. A lot of people don't realize what you grow through. A lot of people don't realize why you're most more likely to be by yourself, or just you and your kids, or you and your spouse. You know, you see your friends like once or twice a week, but you're spending most of your time on purpose. You're spending most of your time getting a closer connection with the Holy Spirit. Y'all, Joseph moved when told, and if he didn't, he would be dead. You may not know where you'll be or who will be with you, but your highest self is always with you. God is always with you. Your angels, your spirit guides, your whoever you want to call them, okay? They're always with you, even when it's lonely. And sometimes, I know for myself in the past, I was not even afraid to be alone. I just really did not like being alone. I honestly, truly did not like to be alone, because the thoughts that would be triggered in my mind, because of the thoughts that I was having, constantly going back into my old life. It's okay to not be 100% sure of certain things, because that leaves the beauty in God being able to bless us in major ways. God likes to be able to do extravagant, impossible things for us. And sometimes when we take these steps, we don't realize, like, dang, you've been setting up the play the whole time for me. I've opened my eyes and I've realized, like, wow, God, you know, in this state, in these times of me being by myself, in these times of me being able to get to know myself more, I'm more selective about who I allow into my energy. Certain people are not able to get into my energy. And that's because I know that my purpose, it's a reason for everything. There is a reason for every single thing in the world. And it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy to just let these thoughts go away sometimes. You know, I'm the type of person where I definitely love to overthink. I definitely love to overthink sometimes, but it's not healthy. It's not healthy to overindulge and overdo it. Sometimes we really have to allow. When you get your connection with God, you'll be able to hear certain things. I used to think that I wasn't able to hear certain things, or I wasn't sure if I was receiving any messages. And now I'm like, oh, okay, Holy Spirit, let me find out. Like, okay. Now I'm like, okay, Spirit, like, thank you. I needed that. Oh, thank you. I was scared that this was not going to work out. I didn't know how this was going to turn out, but you showed out for me again, Holy Spirit. Thank you. You know? So, that being said, thank you guys so much for just tuning in. I'm very grateful to have this platform, to have such an amazing village, to have such an amazing tribe. If you're looking for any type of mentorship, if you're looking to join a community, the Patreon is open. So, you know, tap in with me. Let me know what you want to do. If you need a venting session, y'all know you can book a venting session with me. Don't work yourself so much to the point that you can't hear the whisper of the Holy Spirit. Don't overdo it so much that you psych yourself out of your purpose. Sometimes you have to allow life to be life. Sometimes you're not going to know every single thing. And that is okay. And to my guys, my brothers in here, listen. You have to be able to submit to Christ before a woman can submit to you. You have to be able to submit to the Holy Spirit before a woman can submit to you. You have to be able to submit to the Most High, your higher power, whatever you want to call. Before a woman, or even the vision, to be able to surrender and submit to you and fall into place for you and love on you. Sometimes things look scary, but the outcome is always going to be so beautiful. So just make sure that you have people with you that make the days a little bit brighter, that urge you to continue pushing forward and keep going, that urge you to continuously love yourself. But the main concern right now, or not even concern, but factor right now, is we need to make sure that we are growing a connection with the Holy Spirit, with the Most High, okay, with God. We have to make sure that we're falling in love with God daily and allowing God to show us the type of love that we deserve. Some of y'all can't trust anybody because, you know, you either couldn't really trust your parents or guardian growing up, or somebody did you wrong, multiple people did you wrong. But listen, the Holy Spirit will never, never lead you astray. Everything is always a part of the vision. Work on your purpose. Sometimes you need to go into solitude. Do your thing. Take care of yourself. Remember, it's not about these material things. It's not about having, you know, the finest man, the finest woman. Because a lot of people's spirits don't be fine. Okay. Work on that purpose, work on that vision, attract in others who are also working on purpose and they have their own vision in mind. Create a village, create a tribe. Sometimes you meet family that's soulmate family and they're not even blood. I got family that I still don't talk to this day, but I have people that I know will come through and cut for me without me having to ask twice, without me having to ask at all. And I want to let you guys know that I'm very grateful for you, you know, if you're on here listening. I love y'all. Have an amazing day. Get in touch and in tune. Get aligned. Have a great day. And I love y'all. Make sure you show 3 people gratitude today. Let them know that you're grateful for them and their existence. You never know whose life you could save. All right? I love y'all. See you later.